Guys, huge news. I cannot overemphasize what I am about to say right now, okay? About an hour ago, something happened to me that has pretty much changed everything at this point in time. 1 hour ago, guess what happened, guys? The wax came out of my ear. That's right. And guys, let me tell you something right now, okay? This was nasty, okay? Like, we're talking, you want to shut this off right now so you don't hear this. It looked, Sarah, do you want to explain how this looked? Because you actually looked at it and you were scared.
It just was pretty gross. Pretty nasty.
Like, imagine a... Look, you don't want me to say this, okay? Imagine a slug.
Okay, weirdly, that's better than I thought you were gonna say.
Seriously, like, I'm not even joking. You guys are gonna unsubscribe from my channel. You're gonna unfavorite this because I'm being so nasty and vulgar at this point. But honestly, like, I am hearing frequencies that I have not heard in, honestly, probably a year. Like earlier, I just noticed sounds. Like, I touched my pants and, like, I could hear this high frequency, like, rustling sound that, like, I didn't realize I couldn't hear. Like, anytime I say S's, I can hear the part, like, the crispy part at the top, like, so well. I had no idea. Now it makes sense. Like, when me and you were in the car and I turned up the music so loud.
And I'm, like, dying.
Yeah, and you're like, Jordan, that's really loud. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, I just associate it with the fact that I went to a lot of, like, concerts and, like, shows and stuff like that growing up. And, like, listened to music really loud. I just assumed, but no. Like, it was basically an earplug that was in my ear.
Crazy.
Wow. Well, guys, stay tuned because I have something interesting that I want to talk to you guys about and kind of want to see what your thoughts are. Really, call in after I tell you what I'm going to talk about because I really want your input. So, yes, stay tuned.
Hey, everyone. My name is Jordan Newsom.
My name is Rachel Kay, and you're listening to The Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is the Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Guys, something I've been thinking about recently is a topic that is, I feel like, pretty polarizing. Some people sigh, roll their eyes. Other people are like, oh my gosh, it's the best idea ever, you have to do it. But the topic for today is daily vlogging. I just want to know what your thoughts are about that. I have been thinking about possibly doing that. I'm really not convinced at all. I honestly really don't like daily vlogs that much. But that's what kind of is drawing me to try to do it, is that I don't know. Like, I want to make it kind of, you know, different. And I wouldn't do a daily vlog if I wasn't doing it in a different way than what people are doing now. Because I feel like right now, you know, is most daily vlogs kind of have that Casey Neistat feel. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, like, same kind of vibe, same kind of music, same kind of, like, inspirational, like, you know, you can work hard and get anything done, like that, you know, that kind of thing, which is great. I mean, like, it's working for a lot of people, but, like, I'm not interested in doing that kind of a video, and so I would have to try and figure out a way to do it in a different way. You know, like my every hour vlogs. Like, I don't think every hour vlogs would work in, like, a, you know, in a daily vlog format, because that would get really old really fast. But I, you know, just that kind of idea where there would be something different about the vlog. So some people on Twitter, I mentioned this whole daily vlog thing over there. You can go follow me at @Messi_Jordan. But some people were saying, oh, well, don't do a daily vlog. Like, just do it once every week, or, you know, three times a week or something like that. And, it's, you know, I've thought about that, but I know how my brain works, and my brain is a very weird place. You know, I just feel like if I put out more videos, I would be doing the same amount of work as if I put out 3 videos or even 1 video. Because the thing is, like, my brain is all about routines and, you know, habits that I like or that I don't like. And for me, if I know for a fact that if I put out a video once, you know, say I do my regular Friday video, and then I also do, you know, 2, you know, daily vlogs, I'm going to spend the exact same amount of time doing those 2 daily vlogs, you know, in editing and all that stuff. You know, it would be the same amount as if I did, you know, 1 every single day. I promise you, I would spend the same amount of time on those videos. It would just, the workload would be prolonged, and I just obsess over the most minute, stupid details that don't even matter. Like, I spend so much time on these dumb details. And so I know, like, if I got in the routine of, like, look, I don't have time to go through all these minute details and do that, I feel like it would be more content, but it would also be, you know, it would be good stuff, and I would be able to get more stuff out. Whereas if I was just doing like 3 videos, I would put out, you know, 3 videos, but it would just take me forever to edit them, and you would basically be the exact same product because my brain isn't in hyperdrive, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my thoughts on like the 3 times a week thing. I mean, maybe I'm being naive in saying that, but you know, it's hard to know until I try it. But I don't know, I necessarily want to do a daily vlog. I actually kind of don't want to do it, but I just want to know, personally, I like challenging myself, and I just want to know, like, can I do it? And I've seen a lot of YouTubers say this, like, I just want to know if I can put out a video every day, you know, 5 times a week or whatever, take the weekend off or whatever. But, like, I just want to know if I can do that, and if I can do that, I don't think I'm going to want to do that for any considerable period of time. But, you know, maybe if I just did it, like, once, just one time, like, 1 week, I just randomly do, like, 5 videos in 1 week, just because. I actually feel like that would help me with my Friday videos to not be as obsessive and to just be a little more chill and just know that everything's going to be okay, because it's like, look, I can put out 5 videos in an entire week. I will be able to put out 1 video once a week. You know, I think I'm just thinking about this more because I have been kind of, you know, more lax on, like, just kind of how, you know, how often I post. Like, I haven't really been posting every single week of the past, like, month and a half. So I'm like, well, you know, if I'm not doing that, you know, maybe if I convince myself that, like, you know, it's just like bike racing. It's like when you do a bike race and you have an outside force pushing you to go harder, as in other riders going faster than you, it's like, once you go through the pain of an actual bike race and just this excruciating, like, you never want to do it, when you go on your training rides, you realize that you were not pushing yourself, like, at all. And then your pain level goes up, or you guys know what I'm saying, like, your work level goes up. And I feel like it would be the same thing with, like, making videos. I just kind of want to train myself to be able to have a better tolerance for the amount of work that it takes to do a video. If that makes any sense. So I would really love it if you guys would call in. I will put you on the show either tonight or tomorrow, whenever you call in. And, yeah, just let me know what you think about this whole thing. Like, is a daily vlog even something that you're interested in me trying to do? Like, just for the heck of it. I mean, if not, that's not going to hurt my feelings at all. And if you do, just maybe tell me why. I don't know. Anyways, just let me know, guys. But anyways, guys, I feel like I said that weird. Just, you know what? Make sure you don't have wax in your ears, okay? Because really, you're going to hear, like, when me and Sarah were in the car, I was just, you know, touching her dress because she was asleep. You know, I'm just being a nice husband, you know, just trying to, it's, you know, massage her legs so she goes to sleep. I don't even know what I was doing. Just, habitual, I guess. I always just touch your leg. Is this weird, Sarah? Is this too much information or something like that? I mean, come on. Sarah says it's not a big deal. But I was, like, I could hear the fabric rustling, like, this high-pitched, like, what a weird thing. I am hearing sounds. Guys, this is great. Like, our mailbox came, remember when I said we got that cabin mailbox that we bought off Amazon after we saw it at the Bass Pro Shop? It came today. Very excited. We're going to spray paint or whatever the roof red so that it looks like our house, because our house has like a red roof. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about it. I've got to walk across the street and watch or like feed my neighbor's cats for her. Yes, so I got to go and do that right now. Thank you guys so much for listening today. There was one more thing that I wanted to say. If I remember it, I will make another segment, okay? See ya.